This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Friday, and I'm Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 2nd, episode 1579, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Coming to you live from Santa's workshop at the North Pole, everyone's favorite elves, Jamie Jumperbottom and Glenn Scooter Pops.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that in a year. And it's also December. How'd that happen? Crazy.
I know. And I don't remember how those names came about either, but that's disturbing.
I think it was an elf name generator that Jennifer just took on her own elf name generator.
To name us. I think that's what she did.
Us. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Good morning. So, good morning, everybody.
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. It is December 2nd. I have realized as of yesterday, I have not shopped at all. I think I bought Glenn a present. I haven't shopped at all.
You bought me a present before you bought Chad a present?
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. Yeah. last year I sat on during the radiothon. While I was listening, sat on Amazon and did all my Black Friday, Cyber Monday shopping, and I kind of just missed that. I was busy. I listened to almost the whole 12 hours, but I was running around, so I didn't get to do my shopping. I'm freaking out. So if anybody has any great deals that they want to send me links to, please send it on over. I need it. I need all the help I can get. But today is the day of redemption, Glenn.
What did
I do? Today is the day of redemption.
Who's redemption?
I'm redeeming myself.
Oh, okay.
Everybody in the world said their favorite radiothon interview was Chad. I thought George Morris was the one who spoke the most to me, that and Linda Tellington Jones. So to hear
people
liking Chad.
Well, to be fair, though, you listen
Chad
to Chad all the time. So to be fair.
So today is the day that we replay Chad's interview. And I am allowed to retort. We're going to pause it, and I'm going to talk. I'm going to tell you what's the truth. I'm going to give you the real, honest-to-God truth.
I agreed to this because I thought it only fair that you have a right to espouse your opinion as well.
Yeah, because I haven't done... What episode number is this? 1579? Yeah, I haven't done over 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, none of us know your opinion, but, you know, we might as well start now because you've been so mysterious up to this point.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. I'm a closed book. I'm hard to crack. So
that's right.
So anyway, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show besides sweet, sweet revenge? Not revenge, really. Honesty.
Clarification. Let's call it clarification. You're going to clarify some of the things you said.
I'm just going to comment. I don't even know what I have to say. I actually wasn't really mad when I listened to it. So, but there are a couple things that I don't
sure
think he was
100%
honest about.
I think there's a couple things he hedged his bets on too. And I'll bring those up.
I'll give you his real answers.
Okay.
I'll give you his real answer.
I'm going to tell you the ones I think he was skating on. All right.
Okay.
Jennifer, what's coming up?
Are you done now?
Yeah, we're done.
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, besides co-host bickering, equestrian entrepreneur Leslie is going to stop by and tell us about her solution to "My horse never has his ears up when I take his picture, and it's adorable." And then following up, we are going to enjoy Chad's radiothon interview, Mystery Science Theater 3000 style.
Oh, that is
and
good.
Making a crash lady. Making a crash landing in the 10 o'clock hour. It's really badass. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Do you even know what Mystery Science Theater 3000 is?
Of course I do. It's all little robots talking at the bad movies.
Yeah, it was so funny. We used to watch that all the time. All right.
I was too young to get it, but now I get it.
Yeah. Daily Winnie time. My Daily Winnie is two-part. One is to Allison Muldoon and Mary Kitzmiller, and more on that later, why they get My Daily Winnie. And then My Daily Winnie also goes out to everybody who sent us out heartfelt emails and posts on Facebook about Monday, about Radiothon. You know, there was a lot of people apparently having, you know, really bad years and things that weren't going right, like happens every year around the holidays. And the notes we got of people who said Radiothon really got them in the mood and changed their mood. A couple of them said that, you know, they were still down from the election and they listened to Radiothon and all of a sudden, you know, they realized, you know, that maybe wasn't as important as they were giving it credit for. And, you know, Jamie and I and Jennifer may have cried a little bit at a couple of those emails, and it was very heartfelt, and we're glad we could help. We're glad we were here for you. Radiothon is here to help you get into the spirit and to celebrate our listeners and our wonderful community of the horse world. So thank you, everybody who reached out to us to let us know that. It was wonderful to read. And I may have shared a few of those with the sponsors, too, to let them know why we really do these shows. All right, your turn.
I don't usually take my Daily Winnie to do sad news, Glenn, but this is devastating. This is heartbreaking, devastating, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't, because... Are you ready? You're going to have a moment of silence after this. I don't even know what to do. Okay, I'm just going to say it. Jalapenos on the north side of New Circle Road is freaking closing.
What?
What?
Really? How does that close? It was the busiest damn restaurant in town.
I am devastated because the location of the Jalapenos on New Circle Road in Lexington, Kentucky is where you go for Rolex to eat. You go there after horse trials. You go there after horse shows. You go there
especially
after.
If you're a vegetarian.
We used to eat there the morning after we galloped at the racetrack. That's right. Bean burritos at like 10 a.m. Okay. That's how it would happen. They are tearing the entire building down.
What are they putting in? Did they say?
Well,
it has not said. Here's the article. This is from Kentucky.com. I need like weepy music. Jalapenos on New Circle, the original one, is closing Saturday, tomorrow. The property at 295 West New Circle Road is going to be developed. They're going to tear down the building, said the owner, Abel Melendez. They will serve food, but not alcohol tomorrow. It's your last day to get their fantastic vegetarian fajitas and or potato burritos. So good. They are looking for a spot to reopen.
Just thought I'd throw some babies crying in there for you.
Thank you. The restaurant has been there since 1992. They will keep the other ones open, but that's the location. So apparently, longtime customers have been upset by the restaurant's demise, especially all the horse industry, because there's nothing on this side of the town to cater to them. He even said one or two of the farm owners have been trying to help him find a new spot. They're going to build it at Lane's End. Like Jalapeno at the corner of Lane's End and Harrisburg Road. Anyway, for those who don't know what Jalapenos is, it was this giant, well, it was blue, and then they painted it pink. Huge pink Mexican restaurant on the side of New Circle Road, very close to where we would stay when we would all go to Rolex.
And it was tacky and cheesy and kind of old and dumpy, which is what made it so good.
Awful. Just awful. The picture, this just goes to show you, the picture that they used in the article on Kentucky.com, that's like my waiter. That's the guy that was always there. He was like the waiter in the picture must be the only waiter because I swear I see him all the time. I never knew his name, and now I know his name is Ismael Navarez.
Jennifer assumed they didn't pass the health inspection.
I was thinking, like, okay, they probably pass health inspection, but they're, that building is so old, there's like asbestos that's going down into the chips and salsa from the roof.
Now, that just, that was a very successful restaurant. That just goes to show you how much they sold that land for. It was probably a fortune.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they probably didn't own it. They just rented it. And the owner was like, hey, I'm going to cash in. I'm not making enough on this.
Oh, they're going to open somewhere else. You know they will. But it won't have the same cheesy tackiness.
I need a big, giant, pink, ridiculous building. Okay.
That's right.
Anyway,
well, you know what? There's a lot
today.
Of strip clubs in that town. Maybe they'll buy one of those and convert it.
It's really close to all the strip clubs, too. Strip clubs and used car lots.
Yes.
Is right, kind of all around there. So,
you know,
anyway,
from the Bible Belt, that town had more strip clubs than any other town I've ever seen.
Anytime you see a windowless building, you just keep on driving.
Jennifer always had a rule about bars. She would never go in bars without windows. If they didn't have a window, we're not going in.
Jennifer, that's probably a pretty safe assumption. That's
that was always her rule. No bars.
Not that she's a big bar-going girl.
Yeah, she was never that anyway. But no, we would never go. Even if they said the food was the best in the town, we would never go in if it didn't have windows.
They always say strip clubs have good buffets. All right, moving on. I don't want to talk about why I know that, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I did. Well, you did live in Atlanta, which was also known for having a few. So.
Yes.
Yeah. A few. They had a few of those in Atlanta, too. Hey, a couple of things before we go on with the show here. I just wanted to mention that all of the weekly shows are coming out. Now, a lot of them are replays of the specific hours of Radiothon. I have been getting emails still. Yes, Radiothon's recorded version is out. You can find it at a number of places, horseradionetwork.com. It's there. There's a banner on the right side of the page. Just click that. Also, you can find it on our app, on the Horse Radio Network app, under the Stable Scoop Show. If you listen on a podcast player, you can find it under the Stable Scoop Show or the Horse Radio Network All Shows feed. Yes, we do have a feed that goes out to iTunes and all the podcast players. You just search for it. It's called Horse Radio Network All Shows. And that actually, any episode we put out of any show, anything that goes out in the Horse Radio Network goes into that feed. So Legacy listener Rhonda uses that.
If I wanted, like, you know, the best hour in the world, which was, you know, the hours of me on it, would I go to
go to Horse
HRN app? Yeah, let me finish.
HRN
app and look under Stable Scoop
and go to the Stable Scoop Show, right? And all the hours are there, and we broke them down by hour, so you can listen an hour at a time. You don't have to remember where you were in all 12 hours when you get interrupted.
Cool. Yeah, because I love hearing myself.
I know.
So,
yeah, you love that.
Huge fan. Listening to my own hours.
And thank you to all the listeners who are saying, what happened to your sound? It's so much better today. We made some adjustments. I got some professional help, and hopefully I am louder than Jamie now. Am I louder than Jamie now? Because that was my goal. Apparently, you've been louder than me for 6 years. So
I don't know. I think you're too loud.
Yeah, you can just turn your volume down. I'm not changing. It's finally working. I'm not changing anything. And Misty West just chimed in and said, no, love jalapenos. Watch out, Red State Barbecue. I know, jalapenos is an institution there. And you don't have a lot of choices in that town because Southern cuisine is a lot of meat and bacon. So you don't have a lot of choices in that town.
No,
yeah,
there's not.
Yeah, you're kind of screwed. Well, we are going to be getting to our first guest here in a moment. I thought that I totally lost my train of thought. It's Friday. Well, I'm tired.
This is the
I'm officially announcing this.
Our next guest, her name is Leslie. This is the epitome of a woman who has taken what is a need and invented a way to solve a problem. And it is a problem for those of us that have a Mustang named Thor, who we have taken 9,000 photographs of and never once captured his ears forward. You know how you're always like, I can't get him. You know, people are throwing dirt in the air, like waving their arms, all this, trying to get your horse to like put his ears up. She has discovered and invented and is now selling a way to do it. So Glenn,
Leslie. Go ahead.
Leslie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing so well. And that was such a kind introduction. And I'm glad I'm not the only one that has that same problem.
It's ridiculous. This Mustang that I have has really, bless his heart, he has very large ears. And they're always, I like to say that he's so focused on me that his ears are always back because he's listening to his rider. But it's a total lie. Because even when I'm out in front of him waving my arms, I can't get his ears up. And you have created a way to fix that. Please tell me more.
Yes. Okay. So my husband and I, we do horse photography and on the side. And so my parents have this horse and we wanted to surprise my stepmom with pictures of her beautiful paint horse. And we did everything under the sun to get his ears forward. And I honestly was like, okay, maybe his ears are broken because they will not go forward.
Oh, that's
funny. So we started using horse sounds to get horses' ears forward for our photo sessions. And so I had this idea because I have a paint horse myself and I'm so obsessed with her. I take pictures of her every single day on my phone, even though, you know, we have all this camera equipment, but it's like daily when you're riding and stuff, you just use your phone. And I was like, oh my gosh, it would be so much easier if I had access to those sounds while I had my camera open on my phone. So that's kind of how I got the idea. And I don't have a developing background or anything. I just, I ended up hiring a developer that I just found online.
And just a
that
Google
all
search.
Started in August. Yeah, I did. So that all started in August and then fast forward to, you know, December and here we are. So it's really brand new, but everybody has been super excited about it and it's, you know, it does work. I hear that all the time. People are like, oh my gosh, it works, which it does. And so it's super exciting. And I'm so thrilled that everyone loves it as much as I do.
Well, I got to tell you, I downloaded it this morning and put it on my phone. Matter of fact, I'm bringing it up right now. It's called the All, you just search for All Ear Selfie. And it's iPhone and Android, right? Both?
Yes.
That because I have an Android, so I downloaded this morning and I bought it and then I went out and I took it first to my dog because what the app is it just allows you to take pictures and over your normal picture taking screen that you get where you press the button to take a picture or you reverse it to take a selfie, you have these little pictures and you scroll across the little pictures and they're of horses. Let me see if you can hear this. Did you hear that? Let me turn the volume up too.
I heard it. Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah. So you have horses, all different horse whinnies. So you have, and then I did this. My dog was on the floor and she was sound asleep. And then I did this one.
Ah.
And she perked right up and I got a picture of her. Right away. It was perfect. So then I thought, well, I'll go outside to the horses. Well, our horses were already out in the backfield. So the neighbor's horses were right there. And I did this and got two perfect pictures with their ears up. It was perfect.
Oh my gosh. So awesome.
It worked. I was so impressed.
Now this is going to give Glenn the green light to take more selfies. Oh, dear God.
And you might hear these sounds all through the show, too. Oh, this is a good one. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this one. It's cellophane.
Crackling paper.
Yeah, there it is.
So, Leslie, peppermint wrapper. Genius. Now, how did you go about picking the sounds and what are some of the sounds that you did use and how did you get them?
So, we live on the property with a horse farm, and so we recorded the sounds. A lot of the sounds are my horse Star, and she's inspiration with her is our logo, and she's a bunch of the icons, and then I use a few of my friends' horses. So a lot of the icons are actually inspired by horses that I know, like the way that they look. And then I also recorded some of the sounds of the horses around our barn. And then after I had initially, because we just had another update, and so I added even more sounds, but I had people that were using it so successfully with dogs that I was like, oh, if I put, you know, like a door knocking sound and, you know, all these different sounds, because sometimes, you know, what will work for one horse won't work for another horse. So, and some horses are super sensitive, and that's why I have, you know, the more calm sounds, or, you know, not as like panicked whinnies, you know, or like a screaming sound.
Like that.
Love it. Yes. So basically your phone plays these sounds. Star. Your horse looks at it and puts its ears up for that second. You just hit the button. This is genius. What is it called? Where can people get it? And how much is it?
So the app is $2.99 across the board for Android and for Apple users. They can go to allearsapp.com, and there's links for both pages, for both Android and to be able to download it right away. Allearsapp.com is probably the easiest way for them to find all that information. And I would love for everyone to hashtag their photos allearsapp so that I can reshare those on my Instagram page, so that I can see all these great photos, because that's what I've really enjoyed seeing, everyone having so much fun with it. And then we also, with our new update.
Go ahead.
So with the update for Apple, which my Android developer is working a little bit behind the Apple version, but because I have two different developers, but with the Apple version, there's also fun stickers that you can add that are horse themed, which is another thing that I was like, oh my gosh, you know, there's all these cute little things. Like when you go to a show, you know, there's one that says blue looks good on you, or live, laugh, lope. You know, there's all these different little stickers that you can add to your photos just to make it even more fun. And there's also a set of unicorn horns, because, you know, we all have a unicorn.
Of course.
So that's another thing that you can play with inside the app.
Cool. So now, how's business been so far? How long did you kick this out? How long ago have you sold a billion of them yet? Or is it just in the beginning stages?
No, and you know what's funny is I was just talking to someone about this yesterday, that I put all my own personal money into doing it. I didn't have like an investor or anything. And I was just like, okay, I'm just, you know, I have this idea and I really want to go for it. So I just, you know, I put my money out there to hope that I would get a good return on it. And initially, like in the first week, I was like, okay, and the downloads are like trickling in. So no, I wouldn't say that that a million people have downloaded it. It's gone a little bit slower than I had originally expected, but it's one of those things that I think that it's like, you know, the word's just getting out there about it, and it will eventually pay off. So we're definitely still in the red.
That's because we didn't know about it. Now we know about it.
That's right.
$2.99. That's
my donkey.
I know. Is that your donkey?
Yes, I have a mini. I have a paint horse, and I have a mini donkey, Pip. And that is actually
Pip. Let's hear it again,
Pip's,
then.
Right, let's braying.
Let's hear Pip. Yep. It's a mini donkey.
And he looks just like that icon. I designed the icons myself too. And
so cute.
It's so funny. If you look on our Instagram page, you'll see Pip, and he is just like every donkey, an ornery mini donkey. So
this is the cutest thing. I got to tell you, everybody should have this. It really, truly does work. I tried it this morning, and I'm gonna get a picture of me and my pony Scooter, and I'll post it up and tag you in it later today. Okay,
okay. I can't wait to see it.
I'll put that up for you. Yeah, just go to the App Store, either one, and just search for. When I start typed in all ears selfie was the first thing that popped up, so you can find it there, and you can do a selfie, or you can just take pictures regular too. It doesn't have to be a selfie.
Leslie, all that has to happen is one teenager has to get a hold of this.
Yes, right.
One teenage girl with a horse, and then you're good to go. So I'll do my best to introduce it to a couple teenagers now. They'll hashtag Instagram, face chat, swap things, and then you'll be a millionaire. It's going to be awesome.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I hope so, and I thank you guys so much for all of your help.
Well, no problem, Leslie. This is fun. I think it's a great app. We wouldn't have had you on if we didn't, so I think it's great. All your selfie.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Leslie,
good
take
luck.
Care. Yeah, good luck with it. Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
It is really cute. You're going to love it. You got to download it. It will help that problem that you had. And I, no matter which horse I played, the horse's ears both perked up and they looked around. And you know, I don't know how long that would happen before they think I was deceiving them. But
yeah, it's true. I mean, I think that's the magic of having all the different Winnies, is that they're like, wait, we heard that one already. Oh, wait, that's a new one.
And the other thing, too, you know? The design is pretty good, because one of the problems that you have with picture-taking apps on phones is it requires sometimes two hands and a lot of fingers, right, to hit all the buttons. This you can do with your thumb. So
that's nice.
It's just click the thing, click the picture, done. Two steps and done. It did work. Both horses today had their ears wide, you know, totally up and like they had heard another horse. So it really, really works. All right, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, and then we'll come back with your lovely husband, Chad, and we'll take a listen and we'll allow you to comment. Okay? We'll
be back. Okay.
All right.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
All right, are you ready, Jamie? Now, you are permitted to say stop anytime you want me to stop the sound file, okay? Oh, Jamie?
I said, well, I'm sorry, my mic was up. Why are you being so nice to me and letting me do this?
Because I kind of have some comments along the way, too.
Oh, see, you want to stop it more than I do.
So gotcha. We're going to have a discussion right about a few of these things. You know, from the horse husband's point of view. So let's just get started. Do you love the sound effects?
I don't know.
I couldn't resist. Skip.
Song. The jet sounds cool.
He's the coolest guy guest of the day. I had to play. Well, it's been 6 years in the making. The most requested guest we have had today is not some musical celebrity. It's not some horse celebrity. It is a horse husband. That's right. We have Chad. Who needs Christian Bush when you got Chad?
See, Chad, made him
Jamie's
feel good.
Husband from Horses in the Morning. And he is at an airport someplace because he's a commercial pilot. Chad, how are you?
Hey, doing great. How you doing, Glenn?
Good. We had to pre-record this because you are flying on the 28th and quite busy. We appreciate you being here. This has been a long time coming, and the listeners really want to hear from you. So Jamie's nowhere in sight, right?
Glenn, I couldn't be farther away from her right now.
Oh, good.
So, and you're right. It's been 6 years.
6 years.
Six years of almost being on this show, and here I am.
And so, here you are. Awesome. Actually, did you notice how happy he was when he said, I couldn't be farther away from her right now? Did you notice the glee in his voice?
See, this is not helping, Glenn.
Actually, you have been on the show all 6 years. Most of it you just never heard about.
I do need to listen a little more often because I don't even know what's going on.
No, you don't want to.
Probably not.
No. Now, you grew up in Oklahoma. Were you a farm boy?
I'd like to say that if you grew up in Oklahoma, you probably are. But no, I'm a city slicker from Oklahoma, you know, in the big old town of Norman. So I am a farm boy now. There's no getting around that. But I didn't grow up as one. No.
So how much does he help around the house and the farm?
Oh, see, you're the one who wanted to stop this. Okay, I see what we're doing here. The other side of
you,
the interview,
Jamie.
Here we go. Believe it or not, if he sees that the stalls are really dirty because it's taken me 2 days to get them cleaned or something, he'll clean them. It's amazing. If the pastures, I'm anal about the pasture picking, like you have to get everything out of there. And he's now learned that if they're really bad, he's like, okay, let's go do it. we'll do it together. We clean the pastures. He loads, stacks all the hay. I'll bring home a truckload of hay and I'll just park the truck there because I actually hurt myself last time I unloaded hay because 100-pound bales here. He'll stack the hay.
Are
He's
you
amazing.
Just trying to piss everybody off now? It's listening.
There are other things that frustrate him, and he's not perfect. And okay. But I gotta get. He's a poop guy. He'll like pick up some poop and throw some hay. It's amazing.
All right. Well, let's see what else. You and I have a lot in common. I was a townie too. Now I had the typical American family. You know, four boys, mom and dad, mom who loved to cook. So, and you were a lot the same way. Grew up much the same way I did.
Oh, I'd say pretty similar. Yeah. Mama took care of us, cooked a couple times a day for us. And, who knows? I do love the fact that everyone thinks I'm at least at work thinks I'm have been a farmer rancher my entire life now. So I'm fooling somebody out there. This is good. I'm happy.
I liked how you used the term rancher on your 3 acres. Sorry. It's that certain special dirt you have on your shoes when you go to work. That's
oh, I didn't. I thought that was no. You saying that live to him. Sorry, no. I got confused. No. Yeah. Well, it's funny. You know, Air Force people, these fighter pilots go to work and they go to their neighborhood homes and they do other things. And my husband comes home and he plays golf and he picks up poop. That's what he does. That's what he says he does. So, yeah, he's a weirdo horse guy to all of his fighter pilot buddies. I mean, you know, and actually now at this point, so many of the children of the fighter pilots come over here for lessons. So then the guys see Chad at work cleaning stalls and they're like even more blown away. This guy's a farmer. He's a rancher. They think they're like, what kind of animal? Do you have cows? I'm like, no. What do you have, like goats and pigs? I'm like, no, we have horses and chickens. And they're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh. What do they do with that? Because they don't know what to do with that.
I think they think we're like raising beef. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's quite special. It's that. It's also that special smell I bring to work with me that I don't even know I have anymore. That's my favorite part.
And for those that don't know,
that occasionally.
Not only does Jamie have horses, she has about 1 million chickens, and that's a special smell in itself. So
the fact that I don't even know what that smell is not good. That means I'm going nose blind.
Was there one thing that you always did in Oklahoma growing up with your brothers and sisters? You have both, right?
I'm the oldest. I have a younger sister and brother. And honestly, we were a military family. So I think we moved. I can't even, I don't know, 17 times since I was a wee lad. And we finished up in Oklahoma, but we always had Christmas is always just a pretty cool time of year. You kind of look forward to it for me to have all the countdowns that get you all fired up. My parents are really into the decorations and
fast forward through all the
getting
stuff.
Everything all decked out. And
yeah, but I don't know where the other stuff is.
Yeah, they just kind of build the anticipation there. And I was always look forward to the holidays for sure.
Just stop now, for a second, just because I'm in the middle of this. I want you guys to understand that Chad is Beaver Cleaver. Okay. Like his family, he talks about his brother and his sister and his parents are all like, everybody's his brother married his high school sweetheart. His sister married her like first boyfriend. They all love each other. Mom and dad are like, mwah, 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 I love you so much. And I'm like over here, like, barf. You know, it's just not normal to have a family that's stable and normal.
That's how
and
mine
they've been
was,
military
by the way.
They've lived everywhere, and then here's my family. I'm like, all right, sorry that person got so drunk and fell into the tree. We don't even go to Christmas with my family anymore because it can be it's just very different than his.
That's how mine was, and by the way, it's the same way with Jennifer and I. It was the same way. So I get it. Those that don't know, this is the Horse Husbands Hour. So we have a lot of guys tuning in who may not know you from the morning show. But Chad is an F-16 fighter pilot for how many years?
Oh, man. I guess I've been flying that one for about 15 years now. And so flying in the military for about 20.
And just switched to commercial, and now you're flying commercial. So I just did that because it's cool, and I wanted the guys to. That's the only reason I did that.
Yeah, sure.
Were you?
I think honestly, I fighter pilots love to talk about ourselves. That's fine. So, yeah.
Were you ever, have any cool assignments over Christmas stationed anywhere?
Man, I got to think back on that one. I've definitely had I've had some very uncool assignments. Those are the ones that immediately come to mind. I was in Korea, South Korea, you know, flying over the DMZ on one. I think I had a Noble Eagle ride, i.e. flying some protective cap over, it might have been DC or New York on Christmas one time. And I mean, those are pretty cool. At the same time, you weren't really home doing much with the family, that's for sure. But that's probably some of the military things that come to mind.
Not much room for Christmas lights in the cockpit of the jet either.
If we'd had iPhones back then, not that I would ever carry one in the plane with me, but if I would have, I'm sure there's an app for that somewhere. I'll work on it.
They all carry their iPhones in the plane, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Figured. Well, we have 1,000 listener questions that have been submitted that they want to know from you. So here we go. I'm not responsible for these questions. These come from listeners. Celeste,
may I add right now, before you even get started, I do have to add that I'm a little disappointed in my lovely wife right now.
Why?
In that, she didn't set me up. I was kind of expecting some sort of, you know, I knew this interview was going to happen. I mean, she's been building it up for me here as well. But I was kind of picturing presidential debate. You know, I get some softball questions lobbed in there that I already knew about. You know, they were fed to me. Nothing. She hasn't said a thing to me. Right, totally disappointed.
Celeste wants to know. Now, we've all heard the story. Those that have listened to the morning show for a long time have all heard the story of how you met on the airplane. You were sitting beside each other and everything. That's the story we've heard from Jamie. Now, we want to hear Chad's point of view on the whole meeting thing.
I hope there isn't two versions of this, or I'm going to be in pretty big trouble. Come on.
Now, did you see her? Did you happen to be sitting beside her, or did you walk in and happen to pick her because she was hot?
All right. In 100% honesty here, I'd like to say I could make up part of this just to make it sound better, but this is completely true. Did she tell anybody why we were on these plane trip? Did she ever mention that?
Yeah, she was going to see her boyfriend and you were going to see your girlfriend.
Okay, good. Okay. I want to make sure. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to tell that part, I guess. But yeah, so no kidding. I was just going down the, I think we're like row 22 or something like that. And I get down to about, you know, two or three aisles away and I see the hot chick sitting over there and there's nobody sitting next to her and it's not my seat. And I look over to my seat and there's some, you know, some guy pinned up against the window, the dude pinned up against the window sitting in my seat. And then I look over again and there's the hot chick. And
now for Radiothon, I cut out the part where he said there was the guy pinned up against the window beside the really fat guy in the middle seat. I cut that part out. Yeah. Yeah.
This was kind of a no brainer, Glenn. the guy who had my seat accidentally looked at me and I looked at him and he knew we were in the wrong seat and he tried to get up and I snapped at him and I literally snapped my fingers and said, I got your seat. And then he sat down, everyone started laughing and I got to sit next to Jamie for 2 hours. It was fantastic. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how many years I've been flying and you never sit down next to the one you want to. But yeah, that just took one time, I guess. So it worked out.
Now, she said by the time you got off the plane and got down the escalator at the airport, that was it.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like lightning bolts. It was crazy. It was just like you'd want it to be. I don't know how much detail she gave, so I'll give a little more. So we're trying to figure out how to break up with our dates that we're going to meet, you know, as we're walking to the escalator at the Philadelphia airport.
Okay, that's really bad, by the way. These poor people. I'm just thinking about the dates. Who are waiting, who drove to the frickin' Philadelphia airport, which is a pain in the ass to get to.
On a Friday night.
And they're waiting there to see their lovely boyfriend and girlfriend who have gotten off the plane and decided that they are just out of there.
Yeah, we're done. I met somebody better. Something better came up. Okay, keep playing because I got to talk about this next part here.
She says we didn't kiss
before
we went down the stairs, but we kissed. So I'm pretty
sure
we kissed. And then we go down the escalator
before the first date. You know, so I had to throw that in to make you sound like a bigger hoe.
I am not a hoe. I did not kiss him. He thinks we did. We did it's like dating game thing here at the in the Air Force thing, and it was like, where was your first kiss? And he's like, Philadelphia Airport. I'm like, no, it wasn't. I did not kiss you there. Sorry.
I just thought, wow, Jamie didn't even wait till the first date. She didn't even get to the escalator. He remembers that kiss. I talked.
We don't
talked
need
to him
talk
after.
About timelines, Glenn. Let's just move on.
I know. That's when you know it's good. So, and we go down the escalator.
Hey, if it's any consolation, he apparently thought the kiss was good. So, something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Better, and our dates kiss. Are standing right next to each other, waiting for us.
No.
And they have no idea they're.
Were they really standing down there next to each other?
We literally go down the elevator to baggage claim, and my date. We've taken so much time getting to this point in the airport that there is nobody from our plane left. So everybody has already gone to the baggage claim, and it's just the two of us. And we're like, it's like this slow roll down this terribly slow elevator, and like all of a sudden I can see feet, you know, and as we're going down, and I see my date literally standing next to his date. And I didn't know that was his date, because at this point it's like, oh my God, I don't know you. We're just standing next to each other on a stair that's traveling downwards. This whore jumps into his arms when we get down to the bottom of the escalator.
Okay, let's clarify that the whore you're talking about is his girlfriend. I mean,
is his date. It's not his girlfriend, it's his date. And she jumps into his arms and starts kissing him. And I'm like, I will cut you.
Instant jealousy. You were instantly jealous.
Oh my God. I was instantly like venomous. I wanted to kill her. Like, don't you be kissing my man. And then I'm like, here's my date. So long story.
Reaction did your date have when you arrived?
My date
remember, do
was
you?
It was an epic fail from the beginning. I shouldn't have done it, but there's a reason you do things. And you know, it's because I was there to meet Chad. So later on down the road, my date and I had a mutual friend, and she ended up telling him, oh, by the way, Jamie's getting married to a guy she met while she was traveling to see you.
Oh, so that hurts. that hurts.
So he calls me and I'm like, why is Ben calling me? I answered the phone. He's like, hey, I heard you're getting married. I'm like, this is not going to go well. Stephanie said something. Yeah, I'm getting married. And he goes, and I heard it's to a guy that you met on the airplane coming to visit me. And I was like, yeah.
You might as well have just ripped his heart out.
Oh, wait, no, it gets better. And so he says, and I heard he was going to visit a girl that lived here as well. And I said, yeah. And he goes, can I get her phone number? I'm like, okay, that's the coolest thing you've ever said.
That's funny.
All right, that's carry on.
Oh, here we go.
Totally awesome memories, though. I remember Jamie was, she was even mad right then. I was like, that's when I knew it was love. So.
That's funny. Nothing changed. All right, Jessica wants to know, did you know what you were getting into with the whole horse girl thing? And if you knew, would you have broken up with the other girl or kept her?
Oh, that's a loaded question. So did I? Okay, well, two-part question. If I answered with one answer for both, you're ruining me here. So first part, did I know what I was getting into?
By the way, I felt like I was morally safer on 60 Minutes asking all the tough questions.
Absolutely not. Not even remotely close to you. This is the most ridiculous high maintenance hobby. It's not a hobby. It's beyond a lifestyle.
Addiction. We call it an addiction.
It is an all time consuming disease of which cannot be cured. It continues to amaze me every day. But it is a life passion for her, and she absolutely loves it. And I love seeing her happy. And, that's kind of my, that's the motivation to keep doing this. Cause it is a little more time consuming than I thought it was going to be, for sure. But I do like doing the farming stuff. It's all great. Now, would I have broken up with her? Was that the next part of the question?
Yeah, the next part is, would you have walked the other way and not done that first kiss had you known what you know now?
No, she's way too cool. Way too cool, way too hot. You guys have heard her for long enough. There's no way. Not going to happen. Now, I would say that I would have invested in some more labor earlier on just to take care of, let's just say some farm chores.
Yes.
But back to the first part
that
of your question.
Never ends,
a little more.
30 years in, and I'm still doing it. It's still fencing fence and doing everything you're doing right now. So that never ends.
But at least it's every day. That's all that I really care about.
At least you have a job where you get away every couple of days. That was, you can thank me. Cecilia wants to know. I'm going to keep you out of trouble. Cecilia wants to know.
Who are you kidding?
This is always a good one because we all know that when we listen to the morning show, Jamie doesn't. She's not so good at the Air Force wife thing. So Cecilia wants to know a funny story of her trying to blend in with other Air Force wives.
Oh, man. Let's see. A funny story.
You can tell that we have not warned Chad about these questions.
No, but you can turn it down because what's funny, you just let it play under.
She's
but
an awesome Air Force
the funny thing is there's no stories because I quit being an Air Force wife. And he was trying to be nice.
But pretty much,
I see Air Force wives when they come and bring their children to my house to have riding lessons. Like, I just got invited to a wreath party. Place where you go to look at Christmas wreaths. I'm like, I don't fit in. It's just not my thing.
No.
So I kind of quit. Anyway, turn it back.
Super weird. But, so she comes up with this horse thing, and then turns out somebody always has some minute 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon towards some horse thing that can relate to. And
somebody's
then
always
and the next thing you know.
Why do people feel compelled to do that? It happened to us recently where there was a not. It's happened to me all the time with podcasters at these conventions and stuff. If you say you're a horse person, they always will tell you the one time they rode a horse.
Mm-hmm. And some tree branch whacked the horse in the butt and they got bucked off and stepped on. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. People feel compelled. I don't. There's some psychology to that like they have to feel relevant or that they can relate to you. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
No, they're talking to horses
or something, you know, so there's they always have some place they've ridden or one time they fell off or something. Yeah.
Something or some family member once that had a horse one time, or they're really good riders. Only they've actually, you know, ridden like twice. And but either way, they end up either coming out to the farm or we end up having them over or they taking lessons their kids do someday. It just, even though it starts off with I would say the only funny part would just be that it doesn't really matter who we're with. It always gets back to horses. that's just what it
true.
Is.
That's
TJ wants to know if someone asked you how well Jamie Massey Jennings sings, what would you say?
I love this one.
What accent are we talking about here? Just pick a.
Well, I think everybody in the audience knows how I feel about her singing. How do you feel about her singing?
In the shower, she's got a fantastic voice. In the shower, it's really good.
What happens when she comes out? It just goes away, Jessica.
It's weird. Different acoustics. I don't know. Maybe she's not trying as hard when she gets out of the shower, but.
God, was he like skating on that one?
Mm-hmm.
She has a.
You know what his call sign is, right?
Skater or skate, right?
Skate.
Yeah, he's living up to that.
She has a passion. She has a passion to sing, and you have to let that come out.
Jessica,
so judgy over there.
Jessica asks, her new favorite show is Heartland, and we've heard that she's made you watch an episode or two. And Jessica wants to know, he's got to be truthful here. What's his opinion on Heartland?
Okay, this is Jessica's favorite show or Jamie's favorite show?
No, we heard Jamie's been watching it nonstop here. So.
I say that because whatever I used to watch on Netflix is now gone. I don't know. I just wake up. I either wake up, come home late, get home early. That it's going to be Heartland on TV because we have, 17 seasons to get caught up on? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. So the question was, do I like Heartland?
Yeah, what's your
what's my favorite
on
part?
Heartland?
Man, it's really it's intense, you know? I don't have much of an opinion. It's fine. There's a couple cuties on there. There's like a Sam Elliott kind of guy. Like, that's cool. But yeah, that seems like a chick show.
Yeah, your lack of opinion says it all, Chad.
He likes Grandpa Jack.
Wants to know, which does Jamie have more of, chickens or saddle pads? That question caught him so off guard.
It's the greatest question ever.
That doesn't even need an answer. That's just a great question.
Lindsay wants to know, which gives you a bigger adrenaline rush?
Just pause it for a second. Yeah. I just wanted to give you the count.
You have the count? All right, I'm ready. What is it?
Well, I would like to point out that I have... I teach riding lessons and I have lots of saddles and pads and things that they all get used. They all have a home. Well, most of them have a home. Some of them I save because they're special to me. But I would like to say that I currently have, Lucas, how many chickens do we have?
19.
19.
Wow,
chickens.
Thanks, Lucas.
He's a good little talker now. And I have 24 saddle pads.
It is more saddle pads than chickens. I thought it'd be more chickens than saddle pads. I had that wrong. I would have lost money on that one.
I would like to point out that I asked Chad yesterday, I said, when are you leaving town again for your airline thing? And he's like, next weekend. Why? And I said, because there's a bunch of baby chicks in the neighborhood that I want to go buy. So the count will be, I try to get animals when he's gone. I don't know. It just makes things easier. They're already here when he gets home. It's easier to keep them.
Yeah, it's easier to keep them than to say no. It's always better to ask forgiveness later. All right, let's hear the rest of this, because this is pretty good at this end here. Oh, cross country.
Ooh.
Or saddle pads. Okay, well, sorry, you had to back up a little bit.
That doesn't even need an answer. That's just a great question.
Lindsay wants to know, which gives you a bigger adrenaline rush, flying your F-16 or watching Jamie go on cross country?
Ooh. Well, that's F-16 back in the day when I was learning to fly that thing. Yeah, it was a little, that was pretty intense. Now I got to say, watching Jamie on a cross country course, because it lasts about 4 minutes. That's 4 minutes. Of ulcers and attacks. So yeah,
well, it doesn't help that she's always that girl. I mean,
I was really surprised by his answer. I
can't control cross country. I can control the plane. So the watching her ride gets me a little more, fired up than flying now.
Jerry said it would be more interesting altogether if the F-16 was chasing Jamie on the cross country course.
Even if we could tie the two together, it would be fantastic. You're right.
Okay. So Mo has a great question for you. How many chickens are too many chickens?
One.
Okay, this ties into the next question. Nikki says, if he could do with one less animal on the farm, which animal would it be?
We're running out of time, I'm going to stop the interview here.
Yeah.
Because he's a great husband. And he is a very dishonest husband because he did not
answer that. He skated. He lived up to his name on that one. He did.
He did not answer that in the best way. No. So he, without a doubt, dislikes one of the animals in our house, in our farm. Dislikes, like, to the point where I don't think he's ever pet him. I think he just yells for him to shut up. And I thought it was,
you know, if you say this, that people that are listening now that thought Chad was the greatest guy ever after this interview are not going to like him, right?
But I'll tell you why he doesn't like this animal. You would think it would be Zeus. It's got to be Zeus. Zeus breaks everything. If I brought another horse home, my husband would be like, okay, if I brought a dog or a cat home, I'm getting divorced. Like, he is over the home animals. It's weird.
They
it's
have
a
to
weird
live
thing.
Outside.
Chickens and horses, he does not care about. I could have a billion of them. He doesn't care. However, he didn't want to say anything because of all the help that all the listeners gave me saving Lucky. But to say that Chad loves Lucky, that's a total lie. He cannot stand that dog. And let me tell you why. Because of our listeners and all these wonderful people that donated to this, help save Lucky and help his GoFundMe account, Lucky is incredibly, bless you, obsessed with me. Like, unhealthy obsession with Mama. Basset Hounds are not supposed to follow their owners from room to room. But as we speak, Lucky is at my feet. And the problem with Lucky is, when I'm inside and Lucky's outside, he cries. In a Basset Hound volume, he cries. If I'm in the bathroom and Lucky gets locked outside of the door, he cries in Basset Hound fashion. If I'm mounting a horse and I'm going to ride away, he cries in Basset Hound fashion. We're talking, oh, oh, unbelievably loud. He's just emotional. He gets very sad and he loves me so much and I love him so much. And that's probably the other thing is there are no dogs allowed on our couch except for Lucky. There are no dogs allowed on furniture in our house except for Lucky. There. And so when Lucky, when Chad and I are sitting on the couch at night, Lucky jumps up on the couch too. And 9 times out of 10, I will run over and I will sleep and snuggle with Lucky because he's Lucky. So the fact that my husband lied to you does not surprise me because he did not want to offend the listeners who donated money. But let me tell you something. If he could get rid of one animal, it would be that dog. But only because Lucky loves too much.
I hate Lucky too. Speaking as a guy, I just feeling the same way.
What'd you say?
I said, speaking as a guy, I hate Lucky now too.
Lucky just loves too much. He loves too much.
A little jealousy there.
He's jealous. He's jealous. Yeah. He's jealous of my dog. And I've never had a dog that was so infatuated. Like my last dog, Brett, loved me and she would go to the bathroom with me and everything, but she didn't cry if I was not there. And apparently the times that I've gone to Monty's and I'm gone for 2 weeks at a time, it is not a fun household. Because he comes in the house and he cries because I'm not in here. And then he goes outside and he cries because I'm not outside. And he can't find me. And he cries. So just for those who know my husband, know he lied to you, but it was in the nicest possible way. Because, man, he cannot stand that dog because that dog loves too much. Period.
All right. We hope you all enjoyed hearing Jamie comment on it. And it was one of our most popular interviews from Radiothon that we got feedback on. So thank you so much. And thanks, Chad, for doing it and for being a good sport about it all. And thanks to everybody who submitted questions for him as well. You know, we thought because we have so many talented people in the audience and we're going to learn about a couple more here when we get to the prizes for next month, we thought that we're talking to Jamie on Wednesday and said, why don't we play some of the songs that were sung by some of our listeners for the holidays, up until the holidays, because we had so many, and I know that all of you haven't heard them, and it would be fun
to hear them
again.
Keep hearing them.
And you know, the other thing we didn't get to do that day was acknowledge who they were, because a lot of them didn't leave their names, and I couldn't put it into the packages we put together. So now we can tell you who they are. So I got two here for you today as our song package for the day, and then we're going to come back. We have a very special guest I want to introduce you to. But first, we have Janelle Rhodes, who is... who's singing a song for you. And then it's followed up by an 11-year-old, and I had a couple questions on this, Joy Dorsch's daughter, Emma, sings, and she's 11 years old, and we're going to play that for you. We're going to come back with more, and of course, Really Bad Ads coming up as well.
Hello, this is Doreen Rose from Long Island wishing everybody at the Horse Radio Network a very happy holiday season.
I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your hood, singing peace on earth and happy holidays.
What happened? Hello? That was not the songs that I thought.
I think we missed a button somewhere there, dear.
Glenn, are you there?
Wrong button. Yeah, he's going to zip back in now, and he's going to look at his little list of songs and go, oh, crap. I forgot.
So basically, he hit the button,
let's try
and
this
then you
again.
Ran in the bathroom to pee.
I did.
Go way back when.
Here we go.
Was
here we go.
Glenn said, Jen, don't see other men, and on her finger he placed a ring. Then one day Glenn said, I got this idea in my head, and Horses in the Morning was born. Next thing you know, HRN was formed. Now it's Radiothon 2016. They've got the best sponsors we've ever seen. They let the auditors try products out, and we love them all without a doubt. Now 10 programs later, and 36 co-hosts, over 5,000 shows, air from coast to coast. Thanks for all your hard work. We laugh at bad ads and crack up at those jerks. Can't wait to see what next year brings. Interviews, news, and lots of things. Oh, Radiothon 2016 got the best sponsors we've ever seen. They let the auditors pry products out, and we love them all without a doubt. Yes, we love them all without a doubt. Hey, we love you all without a doubt.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind may moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow.
Was 11-year-old Emma, Joy Dorsch's daughter Emma, singing there. And how beautiful was that?
I thought it was a CD or something when you played it on Radiothon. I was like, I think he's playing the wrong thing.
No.
And that was like a listener's child?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Is she competing on The Voice this season? What's going on? That was amazing.
She did say she's into theater and she really loves theater. And she sat down with her dad and they did that together as a Christmas gift for mom. And,
oh, God, that's amazing.
I know. Really cool, huh? Well, let's talk a little bit about Ovation. You know, it is the holidays, and one of the things that you can get for your kids or for your spouse or for anybody you know that's into horses is anything from Ovation, including the helmets. If you want to give the gift of safety, then definitely take a look at the Ovation helmets. And one of the cool things about giving an Ovation helmet is they have all different kinds of styles. They have blingy ones. They have plain ones. They have fun colors. So even if your child or your spouse has a helmet already, you can get them a different color, maybe something to match their barn colors or their competing colors. All eventers have competing colors. What are yours again?
Well, we're making a color shift right now, but it's always been royal blue.
Yeah.
So that's the nice thing about when you take a look at the anything Ovation has. By the way, royal blue is kind of boring. When you take a look at anything Ovation has, you can match your colors because all their different, their products have all different colors. And, I think that that's one of the cool things that you can do at the holidays is you can get them something that they wouldn't necessarily buy for themselves, which might be a second helmet. It might be a jacket. It might be a pair of boots. I wear the country boots all the time here when it's raining at the farm, and they have 1,000 different styles. You can go to ovationriding.com and see everything that's available. One of the nice things about Ovation products is whether you're looking at their saddles or their footwear or their helmets, whatever you're looking at, their clothing, because they have a ton of different options in clothing as well, you can find it everywhere. It's all the tack shops. It's at all the online stores. If you want to find one of those, the one that's closest to you, if you want to go try stuff on, you just go to ovationriding.com and go to their where to buy. It brings up all of the different options. So,
let me just point out too that they also have for Christmas gifts, if you have a child that is interested in riding, they have the Ovation Child Heart and Horse Half Chaps. They're little half chaps, kid size, that come in black and pink, black and purple, light blue and dark blue. They're so plain black ones and brown ones, but oh my God, the little black and pink ones made me want a little baby girl. Oh, I want to dress up a little baby girl in all sorts of clothes.
Yeah, I bet you're praying for... The other thing they have is socks of all different kinds for kids and adults, all the colorful socks. And Jennifer loves socks, and she must have 1,000 pairs of socks. And then she... And I always get her socks at Christmas, and I always feel guilty because I get her socks every year at Christmas.
I love socks too, Jennifer.
Well, she just gave me a hint the other day. Yesterday, she said, boy, I'm losing a lot of my socks. I don't know. And I don't know where they're going, which means it's time to buy me new socks for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That was the
That's
hint.
What that means.
Yeah, I picked that up because she just loves the wacky, colorful socks.
Never have enough socks or saddle pad.
Yep.
It is.
And you can probably find socks to match a saddle pad at Ovation as well. So Ovation Riding.
Oh my gosh! They match!
It's time for really bad ads, and I'm actually gonna skip the really bad ads music because I don't have it right here. I don't know what happened to my really bad ads music, but I'm going to skip it because we have a very special guest on. I am so excited about this because I just found out about it this morning. We have a listener named Allison Muldoon, who is an artist, and she does the coolest stuff. And she has an Etsy store and a place where you can buy her art. But she contributed the cutest thing we've ever had as a prize for really bad ads in December. Allison, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. I know you have a bad cell connection, so we'll hope it holds up. Allison, and Jennifer's going to post it right now on our Horses in the Morning page. Post pictures on there, Jennifer. This is the cutest thing I've ever seen. And when I saw the picture this morning, I was like, oh, that is so cool. So what inspired you to do some sculpture art for us for a giveaway?
Well, it's been a really rough year for our family, and there's been some good things, but also quite a few bad things. And I haven't necessarily made my mark as an artist as far as selling and having an audience. And I thought, well, I'm just going to give a bunch of stuff away. Try to give back a little and bring some happiness into other people's lives. So I had a giveaway last week on my Facebook page. And then I was like, hey, you guys are awesome. So I'm going to give something to the Horse Radio Network.
And I know you've been a listener for a long time, haven't you?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought you've been listening for a while because I've seen your name pop up every once in a while. Well, let's describe why don't you describe what you made for one of our lucky listeners to win this month?
I'm like, it's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
It is.
It's just the cutest thing.
Well, thank you. It's a little, I guess, coffee mug or a tea mug of some sort. It's white, and then it has HRN on the front, and then it has a little gray horse trying to climb into the mug, and a little chestnut or sorrel, whichever you prefer, horse that's already in the mug with some hot chocolate. He's made a royal mess of the hot chocolate.
It's all splashed out over the edge.
chestnut sitting in a hot cup of hot chocolate in one of the HRN mugs that is like just, it's like he's hanging out in a hot tub and drinking the water.
It's cute as a dickens. He's and his little tongue happy. Sticking out. His little tongue sticking out. I love that little added touch you put on it.
It's hard to describe. You have to see the picture. Yeah. So we'll post it on our Horses,
Facebook page and check out the picture. And I know, what kind of art do you do?
So I kind of do anything that I feel like doing in the moment. I jump around a lot. So I started out with the sculptures. I started out drawing years ago. I was a graphic design major. And then I switched to chemistry, of all things. But I did a lot of drawing. And I told my mom I was never going to paint. And then last year, I broke that. And I started painting. And I started sculpting, too. And it's just a lot of fun. It's not as difficult as I thought it was going to be.
She has
the sculpting for me is much easier than drawing.
Because
you don't have to create dimensions.
I'm on your Etsy page, which you just go to Chuck and Stan. Search for Chuck and Stan Etsy, and it'll come up, E-T-S-Y. And it'll come up, and you have one. This is the funniest little thing. You have one of these little horsey creations, but it's shortcake, miniature fantasy ice cream. And what it is it's this pink horse that's laying down, and he's covered. He looks like a tiny little sundae. It is so cute. With the ice cream and the nuts on top. It's kind of disturbing and cute all at the same time, actually. But it's so cute. You're so creative, and you do drawings. You do all different kinds of stuff on here. And the one thing about your art is it's very affordable. It is so cute, and it's so affordable. Nothing here is, I mean, we're talking $12, $30, $15. This isn't $100 stuff. It's something you could buy for anybody in the barn. It is so cute.
Oh, and I have a surprise again. So I'm going to give your listeners 20% off if they buy anything.
Oh, that's great.
They use the coupon code HRN16.
HRN16, and they can go to your Etsy page?
Yep, and just enter that code at checkout, and they'll get 20% off any order.
Very good. And so that's search for Chuck and Stan and go to Etsy and you'll find her page. And it's Etsy.com/shop/. Well, that's long. Just Google search it. You'll find it. And Jennifer
just
will
just go to Etsy.com, yeah, type in Chuck and Stan, and it's all one word. I see like my Christmas gift to Mary Kitzmiller is just Rescue Belgian that you have. And she just rescued a Belgian. And I'm sorry, this is $8. $8. You're not making money.
It's a print, though. That's right. A reproduction.
Still?
But yeah, $8 for the 5x7, $12 for the 8x10.
Still.
I could, I would give away everything I made. I don't know. I like to bring a little bit of joy to anyone I can. And the fact that anything I create could make someone else smile is just a really great feeling.
Well,
so
it is stinking cute. And thank you so much for doing that for the listeners. We really appreciate it. Before you go, and we'll get to this later after we do really bad ads, could you pick Jennifer, what numbers does she need to pick from?
Ooh, let me get it up here. You caught me off guard. Let me bring up my spreadsheet.
And we'll tell you.
We have between 1 and 154.
Pick two numbers between 1 and 154.
57 and 86.
All right, we'll get to that later. We'll pick the winners for last month's prizes. And 86. Hold on, Jennifer. We'll announce that after we do the really bad ads. Thank you so much, Allison.
Well, thank you guys very much for having me on.
All right, appreciate you
These
doing that.
These are great.
HRN16 is the coupon code to get a discount. You know what? I'm going to encourage people to go buy stuff and not use the coupon code. She deserves every penny for everything she does. It's already cheap enough. I very seldom encourage you not to use a coupon code, but she's so sweet. Let's support her and let's make her have a better Christmas than she was having year. So that's terrific. We have a couple of prizes that we're going to give away for last month, and we're going to announce those after we do really bad ads. We're running a little late here. We're going to probably run a little over. But Mary Kitzmiller also donated a prize. Not only do we have Allison's little mug with the horses in it, Mary Kitzmiller donated. This is a one-of-a-kind prize. It's a plaque. It's an HRN plaque she made with her new fancy router. It's about 18 inches square, and it's our logo that she carved into wood and then painted for us. These are one-of-a-kind. Aren't those cool? I want one for my wall.
I was going to say, she needs to have an Etsy shop for her stuff too.
She does. If you go to MaryKitzmiller.com, you can buy all of her creations there, and she has a ton of different stuff. So I encourage you to go to MaryKitzmiller.com and shop there. If you want handmade stuff, both of these places are the place to go.
Well, I love shopping on Etsy for Christmas presents because it's a small business thing.
Right.
So I everybody always gets Etsy stuff from
and
me
they're
for
different,
Christmas.
Right? I mean, they're different. So it's fun that way. All right. Let's get started. Really bad ad. Sorry we're running a little late here, people. But, you know, when cool people do neat things, we have to honor them. Well, the first really bad ad here is a Standard Bread, B-R-E-A-D. That's right. You can buy some bread in the store, and it's a Standard Bread Philly, $10,000 in Millersburg.
$10,000, they didn't even spell it right?
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yearling McCardle Philly, nice size, X confirmation, dams 234, producers 3 million earned, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., 10,000 firm, not negotiable, not 8,000, not 9,500. She is a top of the line Standard Bread, B-E-R-E-A-D, Philly. Do you have any idea what I just said? Because I don't. I have no idea.
No, I don't know. I don't know, but I do know that there's not a lick of punctuation and or capitalization in the entire thing, and everything's spelled wrong.
Sense. Making sense would have been good, too, because there's none of that.
Yeah. That's awesome. Emma sent in this one. This is, love it because this makes me feel better about our country because Emma lives in New Zealand and this came from New Zealand, New Zealand Facebook post. Hi, I'm looking for my dream horse. Oh, wait, this is a total teenager. I'm looking at the picture. It's a selfie of some girl doing a duck face.
And she's definitely a teenager.
Oh, yeah. Hi, like I'm totally, I can't do a New Zealand accent, Emma. I just embarrass you. I'm like totally looking for my dream horse, like no more than $1,000 because like I'm not willing to organize transport, but like we'll pay up to another $100 to get it to my play place in Wellington and like an unhandled, unbroken gray colt. I don't mind what age, though, as long as he's like unbroken and is going to end up like kind of like a dark gray sort of color. But like he's got to be at least 17 hands like when he's old enough. And like preferably I would like not like a thoroughbred. So like is there anyone out there that can like help me find my dream horse? Again, no more than $1,000. I can't ship him to myself. He's unhandled, unbroken. He has to be gray and like has to end up kind of dark gray, but like has to be 17 hands.
Did she really say play place?
Yeah. Yeah, it does say that.
It's very funny.
What on earth?
It's very funny when you put play place and Wellington together.
I do love the fact, I think Wellington is in New Zealand, actually. I do love the fact that there's no comments and no likes on this post. Like, because everybody was like, you're crazy.
Oh, that's funny. All right. With the next one up is a submission by Allison. And I do know this is Allison's dad. So this is Allison's dad. Are you ready? I haven't heard this one yet.
All right. This is Allison Elfrink. And when I heard that Jennifer was looking for ads for tomorrow and really bad ads, I decided to send my dad to look on Craigslist for bad ads. And this is what he came up with. I hope you guys enjoy.
Hi. I have a sweet and loving trail horse named Boo. I've grown up since I've had him in my life. I love him very much, but I just can't keep him anymore. I never get to see him, and it hurts me. Every day that goes by, I know he is standing out there all alone. He is so well behaved and so loving. I just want the best for him. I can't seem to make the time to go see him or afford the gas. It really sucks. Lately, he has been dragging me down and helping me like he used to when I was young and younger financially. He is a great with children. He is a good for beginners. He provides a challenge and a few things he needs to learn over time. He is all caught up in his shots. He just needs a new family that will take him on camping trips and cuddle with him. I want him to have the best chance. My asking price is $900, and I am negotiable if I think you are perfect for him. Please email me or call me. He has to go soon. Boo is 13 years old and is 14.5 hands tall.
Of course he is.
He is a trail horse, not a speed horse. He can do Western pleasure. Please do not buy him thinking you are going to change him. He is who he is. That being said, he is a good boy for trails and adventures. He is good for fun shows and children. He would be a good project horse for teenagers and or a young girl.
Well read. He has a most soothing voice.
That what's so great is that it is made so much better by this fact that it's a grown ass man reading like a little girl's message. True.
That's pretty good. You know, Jennifer thought he sounded a little bit like Burl Ives. You know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He does have a little bit of Burl Ives.
No. It was Grinch Who Stole Christmas, the guy who does the narrating.
Oh, that guy. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Allison and Dad.
Thanks, guys. Oh, Carla. So fantastic. Janet sent in the next one. Palomino John Mule, $3,500. Oh, Lord have mercy. This is near me. Buckeye Rainbow Valley. Whenever you go to Rainbow Valley and you're a vet tech, just know that it's a colic from sand. Okay. Side note. Sonny is a 14.3 hand 5-year-old John Mule. He's broke to ride and handles good on trail rides. He's been around guns shooting. He flinched, but was easy to control. He is used to dogs, ATVs, motorcycles, traifus, even at night, wit their headlight coming at him. Simize, we live close to a dairy, and the milk trucks and feed trucks don't bother him. He is a little wonery when you first get on him. He doesn't buck at all. After the first two manited, he is ready to go and will lead the way on a trail ride. I habe to wati for the other horses and mules to catch up. He has a fast pace. I have rode him in Brie Tichichens and a cropper and is fine with either. Eater. If you would like to come try him out, please call. I do not text.
Don't write either, apparently. I know why she doesn't text.
Also, if I do not answer, leave a massage and I will call you back.
Well read.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you.
He's a little wonery when you first get on him.
He's wonery. And I've rode him in Brie Tichens and a cropper.
The first 2 minutes are going to be a little hairy, but after that, you're fine.
I found the next one and I sent this to Jennifer because she was asking for submissions yesterday. And this one just happened to pop up on my newsfeed. And nothing screams, I want to train with this person more than this ad. This is the ad. This is it. The picture is of a horse I'm assuming, in the midst of a flying lead change, but it's turned around going the other direction. So you can't really see the rider position, the horse, anything like that. So here's the ad. Do you want an international rider with a lot experience in dressage for training your horse or you? If you say yes, contact me for PM and your info location. Wellington and 20 miles. Let me get this straight. You want me to believe that you are an international rider with a lot of experience and this is your way you're going to get business? Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny.
The next one is Martha sent in. This one, it's a stock trailer. And it's your typical, this is a four-horse stock trailer, although the stock trailers that I know usually have a roof. This one is not. It's a convertible. So there's no roof. It's a convertible. And it is very low sides. And of course, it's rust from one end to the other. It's a four horse. So let's read the ad, though. Stock trailer, $500. 16-foot stock trailer, new floor, new leaf springs, and shackles. And U-bolts. It needs tires and lights, $500.
And walls and a roof.
Yeah, but did you pass by the shackles? It has shackles. So
I,
know, gonna,
I just kind of assumed that was some sort of like tool
no,
that I'm unaware
shackles
of.
Shackles are usually used around the ankles. Shackles to shackle your animal. So I don't know if you're supposed to bring the horse in and shackle him to the floor to make sure he stays in so he doesn't fly out the top of the convertible. I don't know. But what struck me was the shackles.
Well, I guess you'd shackle the legs together so they don't get stuck out one of the open slats by the feet.
Yeah, not really good for horses, this one.
I wouldn't even post this on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page because somebody is going to think we're selling it.
Yeah, so Jennifer,
and
I agree.
And this is a dangerous trap.
I agree. Yeah, I agree on that one. Yeah.
So if you want it, just send me an email or send Jennifer an email and she'll send you the picture. It's just weird. Jill sent this one in. Two Palominos for trade, one supper, broke mare. They've had a rough life. We took them in and they are putting on weight. Was told they was around 2.5. They need to put more weight on before I would try anything with them. Not sure if they're broke. They're good boys. I thought they were mares.
And you know, putting weight on them is easy if you feed them. It's just there is that feeding them part.
Thanks for rescuing them.
Yeah. The next one is from Matt. Matt sent this one in. Piglets, $75. Piglets for sale. I have 4 piglets for sale, 3 males, 1 females, around 40 pounds, not castrated yet. We'll trade for ear corn. You know, he's getting rid of the pigs. I don't know why he needs ear corn, but.
He's got that shows you how many pigs he has.
That's true. All right, Laura sent the next one in. Let's take a listen.
Aloha, this is Laura Berry with a bad ad. Palomino Gelding, $3,000. Stanton, California. With aching heart, I broke my back and selling my baby boy Axel Rose. This is hard for me, Axel's S, a papered Appaloosa, 9 years, 17.2. Hands, if you're looking for a good head horse prospect, or jumper, or a goofy friend, Axel is your man, needs experienced rider, and he does bully other horses, so needs to be turned out alone. I will be very picky to whom I sell him to.
Okay, you got a horse like that, you shouldn't be picky who you sell him to.
Let me get this straight, you have a 9-year-old 17-2 hand monster. Sure.
And you're going to be picky. You sell him to be lucky if somebody buys him.
Good job, Laura. Good job.
Jeez.
Sounded like there was some no punctuation and poor spelling in that one, too. Just to add to
Laura
it.
Was even having a tough time reading that one. Okay, I have a good one here. Brenda sent this one in. Lunatic Morgan for sale, $1,900. I have a 16-year-old Lunatic Morgan mare for sale. She is a bully with other horses, will eat their hay and grain. She will guard the water so nobody can get to it.
If you take her out by herself on the trail, she will spook every 10 minutes. And when she does a 10-foot side jump, when she does a 10-foot side jump that will leave you hanging in midair. Oh, that's always fun. If the fence is not on, she will pull the polytape right off the posts. If the fence is wood and she gets bored, you can kiss it goodbye too. Many of days you can go out in the field thinking of going for a nice ride after a hard day's work, only to find you can't catch her. She just will run circles around you. She will load in the trailer if she feels like it. Anything good about this mare? Yep, plenty. Like the fact that she gets in the trailer all by herself after you spent 45 minutes catching her. See what I mean? So if you're still interested, give me a ring and leave me a message. I'll be out fixing fence.
Oh my God. That's like the ad that I would write for Zeus, but minus the spooking.
A 10-foot side jump that will leave you hanging in midair. You've all done that, right?
Yes. Oh, God. All right. And our final one, this one comes from Kathy. Kathy, fantastic. Two rotten little donkeys, $500. Juan and Paco. Great donkey names, by the way. Juan and Paco, two rotten little donkeys, both geldings. Sort of halter broke. Terrific lawnmowers. Horrible, horrible sense of humor. Hobbies include braying loudly at 5 a.m. 4:45 if they were grained at 5 a.m. the previous day. I think this is their idea of motivation. Eating, pooping, demanding you brush or rub them if you're standing anywhere they can get to you. Good with kids, as long as your kids like lap donkeys. Bad with farriers, unless you really hate your farrier. But maybe your mother-in-law or your boss or your alcoholic brother is a farrier, so this could work out. Shoot me a text. Is that the app?
That's the app.
I love it.
Well, thank you, everybody, for some great ads this week. We really appreciate it. Now it's time to give away some prizes. And Jennifer, if you're ready, we have two prizes we're giving away from last month. We have a fantastic Page a Day 2017 calendar from Daily Racing Funnies. And we've talked about that before. You've all seen these tablet-style desk calendars. You always get them for Christmas or give them for Christmas. Well, Mel at Daily Racing Funnies has created one that Thoroughbred fans can really enjoy, featuring great moments from 2015 and 2016 seasons like California Chrome, American Feral, Nyquist, Rachel Alexandra, and more. These calendars are a special edition and limited to a number of pre-ordered calendars. So go to dailyracingfunnies.com and click on the Funnies tab today to get yours. But we have one lucky listener that's going to win, and it's number 57.
Number 57 is someone named Double Oat 7.
Double Oat 7? I assume that's their email address and not their name. Okay, good. Yeah, glad to hear that. We also have the Long Lining with Double Dan book, and we've talked about that before, and it's a fantastic publication. Lots of pictures of the Double Dans, and you'll learn all about Long Lining. It's more like a tabletop book. It's a big book. So, Jennifer, it was number 86.
And number 86 is somebody named Nurses HR 2015.
A nurse wins that one. Perfect. That's great. I love the fact that a nurse won that book. So thank you to them for donating the books for the month of November. And of course, in December, we have the one of a kind, or now two of a kind, there's two of them in it made, plaque from Mary Kitzmiller of the Horse Radio Network logo that is absolutely beautiful and you want to hang on your wall. And of course, the teeny weeny little mug with the horses drinking or splashing around in the cup, the HRN mug of Coco. It is so cute. It is the sculpture that was made by Allison. And you can find all of her stuff again at Chuck and Stan on Etsy. And Jennifer was shopping because she's been commenting about things she wants.
So yes.
She's been shopping.
Yeah, I know. She's already commented, I really like that fox print.
I know.
But the fox print's like $4, so get her two.
I know. Yeah, I'm telling you, I love what you said about Etsy, and I love that you're supporting people who are small businesses. Plus, it's unique, and the people you're giving it to have not seen it before. So
yes.
Yeah. I love
Absolutely.
That idea. Well, thank you, everybody, for a week. It's been a week, starting with 12 hours, and I'm tired, and I'm taking the weekend off. This will be my first weekend off in a while, and I'm looking forward to it. So thank you so much for a wonderful week here at the Horse Radio Network and for listening and for being the most special audience in the world. We appreciate it. And thank you, Jamie, for all the help you put in for Radiothon and taking over for a couple of hours so we could get a break. Really appreciate
it. My pleasure. It was an honor to be a part of it. I loved it. And like I told you in an email, it was just really brightened my day. So thank you very much. It was fun to be.
Very good, everybody. We'll see you. And Christmas times are coming. Get out there shopping. And we'll see you all on Monday. We'll be back.
Spay, neuter, go.
Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming.